A fatberg is basically a big pile of solids and fats and things all stuck together in a big mass inside our sewage pipes.
I've heard there are fatbergs as big as a bus. It sounds like a bad joke or something from a horror movie, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It is revolting. And in the UK, they can be huge, the size of double-decker buses, the one quite famous in 2013. But we have them in Australia too. They don't seem to be that big because our sewers aren't as big as that. But they certainly cause massive problems in our sewage system and in the sewage treatment plant when you've got these big piles of fat. And basically they block the sewer and the sewage can't get through and it's got to go somewhere, which often means into people's yards, into parks, into creeks. So it's a real problem for utilities around Australia and around the world.
What size fatbergs do we get in the sewers here in Australia?
Ours can be a couple of kilos, you know, or long skinny masses. And often it starts with maybe a root, a tree root poking through the pipes, and then you'll get a wet wipe attached to that tree root, and then maybe you'll get a little baskety thing attached to that, and then there's a bit of fat, another wet wipe, and then it just grows into this big mound of yummy stuff in the sewer.
What are the main offenders? How are we building these fatbergs?
A combination of what we flush down the sink, which is fats, and in commercial restaurants, we have grease traps to limit the amount of fats going down the sewer. But a lot of residential areas, you know, people wipe their plates, wash their plates, and they're cooking stuff straight down the sink, and it just disappears in a nice way, but causes blockages in someone's domestic you know, house drain or further down into the utility sewage. And then the biggest driver at the moment is this new fashioned flushing wet wipes. Apparently we are too posh for toilet paper these days, and a lot of people are using alternatives for you know, wiping their bottom or washing their hands or even cleaning, and the products are being flushed down the toilet.
Is it true that some of those products like wet wipes say that they're biodegradable?
Absolutely. Sydney Water have done a study on consumer behaviour, and some people don't seem to care, but there is certainly a percentage of people that think it's okay because these products are labelled flushable or biodegradable. And the problem that we have is that the industry that manufactures wet wipes, or the industry representative organisation, has a definition of flushability that is very different to what Sydney Water would use to believe is flushable. You know, it's pretty much if it goes down the toilet and it degrades over 28 days, they call it flushable. Well, you know, our sewage system, it happens in less than a couple of days, and so these things aren't breaking down in a short period of time, and they're causing blockages in pumps, they're causing blockages in sewers, they're clogging up the screens at the sewage treatment plants and basically causing problems all around.
I heard that in some of the world's major cities there are problems with enforcement and the fatbergs are being generated by commercial industries and even industrial waste that's not regulated or enforced. Is that true in Australia or not?
I'm not sure that's true because certainly around Australia there is trade waste legislation that allows and encourages the utilities to be able to manage what industries discharge, and if it's found that an industry is discharging stuff that's not within their permit limits, then they can be fined or have their rights to discharge disconnected. I think it's much more likely to be domestic residential behaviour that is driving the main problem.
What should people do with waste that contains oils and fats?
Highly encourage you know, fats to be wiped out. Use paper towel, put it in your rubbish bin, or you know, put it into a container on your bench, like an old yogurt container, and then when that's full, put it in your rubbish bin. Certainly, you know, we encourage people to use a rubbish bin in their bathroom to throw away, you know, the wipes that they might use in the bathroom. Just keep it out of the sink. Yeah, don't flush it.
If you find that you've got a fatberg in your sewer, how do you deal with that?
Well, now we get our guys go down there with big hooks to pull it apart and try and unblock it. It's unpleasant, dirty work, and I wouldn't really wish it on anyone. There are some systems now where it's called ice pigging, where we might be flushing frozen solid masses of salty water down the sewer that pushes through blockages as it goes. It's not really, you know, it's designed for sort of cleaning of a pipe, not really that useful for cleaning a totally blocked pipe. But it certainly has its advantage for, you know, pushing through the sewer and taking with it the stuff that's stuck to the edges.
For businesses that produce a lot of fatty wastes, are there any emerging technologies that can help mitigate producing fatbergs in the sewers?
It seems to be that the best way is still an old-fashioned grease trap, which uses gravity to separate fats from water. There are more advanced models. There are a few other things that people have tried, like using enzymes or bacteria in grease traps, but we have found that that might solve the problem at the restaurant end and clear their pipes, but they tend to cause blockages further downstream. So they're not encouraged generally by water utilities. And so what we like to see is people using a good old-fashioned gravity grease trap that gets pumped out regularly.
So it seems like if you're thinking of throwing something down the toilet and it says it's biodegradable, you shouldn't trust it. Apart from wet wipes, are there any other big offenders in that regard?
The only thing that should ever go down the toilet are the three P's: pee, poo and paper.